Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Fred Rachel is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's Director Emeritus and Fellow at Bain & Company. He's the author of two bestsellers, The Loyalty Effect and Loyalty Rules. He is the author of the new book I'm holding in my hand, The Ultimate Question. And as I said, he's our new friend. Fred, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Pleased to be here.
It's good to have you here. I'm really excited about you being here, Fred, because of primarily because of the message. You know, after we get to know each other, I'll be excited because you're coming. But now, since I don't know you yet, I'm really excited about your message because I think what you have to say is something that, small business owners need to hear from somebody besides me, because these are some of the things that I've been trying to convince them of, and that is that What you focus on, if I could net out your book in one word, I would say focus on the customer.
Yeah, and use the golden rule as a guide. I think too many people use accounting as a guide of their success, when in fact there's only one way to grow a business, and that's to treat your customers so they'll come back for more and bring their friends.
Right. Talk to us. Go ahead and give us what you call the ultimate question. I love this. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, the ultimate question has been my search to figure out how can I get feedback to know if I'm living up to the golden rule, so I'm going to grow my business and profit. And there is one question that gets to the core of that. It's so simple. It's this: how likely is it you'd recommend us to a friend? Because customers recommend you to a friend when you've treated them right, you've given them a good value, you've done everything right, and then a chain reaction starts where they do come back for more, they buy more stuff, they buy additional product lines, and they refer you to friends and grow your business for
so,
you.
So you're saying that whenever a customer is in your business and you're trying to, you actually hitch up enough courage to ask them some questions about their experience, you know, maybe it's okay to say, did we wait on you quick enough? Did we have what you wanted? Was the price fair? Whatever your system of questions is that you're trying to get from your customers, the research that you're doing. But what you're saying is all those are maybe fine, but the ultimate question that you must ask, if you really want to know how well you're doing with your customers, the most important person in your organization, is to say, how likely is it that you would recommend us to a friend?
Yeah, because that gets to the core of whether you've really turned your customer into a promoter or not, and it's that's what you're after. You know, these satisfaction surveys with 30 and 50 questions, with all the, you know, were you happy with our whether it was on time, was the product quality good? Those are missing the point. What's the real point of business is to treat your customers so well that they turn into promoters.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you actually identify in your book, you identify three different kinds of people, two others besides promoters. Tell us about those.
Yeah, I think when we ask customers, and we have done this for hundreds of thousands of customers around the world, how likely is it you'd recommend us to a friend for various businesses? Customers who say 9 or 10, those are your promoters. They grow your business. They grow your reputation. They make your employees proud to be there. The sevens and the eights, those are passively satisfied. They're not assets for your business, but they're not unhappy. Zero through six, those are failing grades, and we call those detractors.
Six is a failing grade.
Well, you know, I tried this on my teacher in school once. I got a six on a quiz, and she said, that's a failing grade. I said, no, that's almost satisfactory. That's neutral.
You're tough, Fred. So the detractors, They're the ones that do the damage, don't they?
They destroy your reputation. They make your employees embarrassed to work there. They're the ones that call the regulators. They eat up much more of your costs than you think, because they are usually a high percentage of your bad debts. They're the people who are calling your customer service line. They're your enemy.
I was in a restaurant, a national chain restaurant, a month or so ago. And I had not gone in there for a long time because their service had gotten so bad, but we decided to try it again. Well, it was lunch, and after 45 minutes, they still hadn't brought our salad. And so I got up to leave, and, you know, the food still wasn't there. So I told the waitress, I said, look, you know, I'm out of here. And she said, oh, wait. She runs and gets the manager. The manager meets me at the door. Guess what he wants to give me? You won't believe this.
What?
He apologizes. He does apologize. But then he wants to give me what he calls a VIP card.
And what does that do?
Well, that was gives, it allows me to a free appetizer when I buy the next entree or something like that. But but the point is that now that I'm leaving, now that he's made me never want to come back and to tell my friends and to broadcast this on national radio, he wants to now call me a VIP.
Oh.
And I said to him, why wasn't I a VIP when I walked in here the first time?
Yeah,
he didn't have an answer.
I think too many companies think that their business is really about accounting profits, when it, in fact, it's about growing the number of customers who are promoters and shrinking the number who are detractors, because those are the real assets that make money for you.
Well, there's no question about it, and I'm glad that you said what you did about the way companies think about their success, because in your book you talk about two different kinds of profits. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, I think companies have completely lost the distinction between good profits and bad profits. Accounting has these generally accepted principles, and they have nothing to say about whether those profits were inconsistent with golden rule behavior. I'll give you some examples of these bad profits that are legitimate, according to the accountants, but they destroy a business and they create detractors. Those hotel phones where they charge you so much that your phone bill is bigger than your room bill,
mm-hmm.
Those are bad profits.
Right.
When your cell phone company charges you $2 or $3 for a directory assistance call, those are bad profits. That cost them 30 cents.
Right.
When you return a rental car 45 minutes late and they charge you a 50% premium.
Exactly.
Those are bad profits.
I'll tell you other bad profits. You're talking about rental cars is when they want you to buy a whole tank of gas in advance, when you're only going to use a quarter of a tank, but when you come back, they charge you four times the price for a gallon of gas that if you didn't fill up on the way in.
I returned a car to Hertz, and I was in a rush, so I couldn't fill up the tank, and it was $75 for three-eighths of a tank in a Toyota, and the poor guy, the guy who was bringing the cars back in, the Hertz employee, is so embarrassed, and he said, Mr. Reichheld, buy the protection next time you rent. I said, protection? Is this organized crime or car rental?
Exactly. The protection is you buy a whole tank at $3 a gallon or something like that. Fred, stand by. Folks, we're visiting with Fred Reichheld, and he's the author of The Ultimate Question, his most recent book. When we come back, we're going to talk some more about these good profits and bad profits. Which ones are you earning? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The night's the time for all your tears. Your heart may be broken.
Are you reeling in the years? Stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the keys?
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. It comes by email on Sunday afternoon. Get you ready for the week ahead. Don't forget to check out our blog as well. It's right there on the homepage, too. Or you can go to jimsblog.biz, and you can subscribe to it. We'll send it to you by real simple syndication, or you can just come and get it and noodle around on it, and we do update that every weekday. So check it out. All the other things that have been there for since 1997, that site has been up and helping you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. So check it out. And you'll be able to find Fred Rachel there. And he's a new member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of The Ultimate Question. And Fred, give us your website, please.
Well, if you go to theultimatequestion.com, you'll learn about the work that I do.
All right. So check it out. Can they find out more about the book there?
Yes, indeed.
And order it or link over to somewhere
where
they
can get the book. Yes, you can order the book. I'd say also check out netpromoter.com, which is a community of companies and individuals who really believe that golden rule behavior is what leads to profitable growth, and that community is growing every day.
the good prophet and bad prophet thing, I want to get you to explain that to us. But one of the things that that it seems to me, Fred, and I guess this is maybe where you the wellspring from which this good prophet bad prophet thing springs. It's amazing to me the CEOs of corporations across America, big companies, huge companies, medium sized companies. If you said to them, who do you work for? Who do you really work for? I believe far too many would say, I work for my shareholders. And in my opinion, if they work for shareholders, they're the ones who are focusing on bad profits. When they ought to be saying, I work for customers.
I think the temptation is great, but you know, this is also true of small private firms. I talked with Andy Taylor, the CEO of Enterprise Rent-A-Car, who has now grown to become the largest car rental company in North America.
Mm-hmm.
He said when they got to be about $2 billion in revenues, now he pays all of his branch managers on the profits they earn in that branch. He said he saw too many of his branch managers doing things to customers that didn't make him proud, but he didn't have a measurement system to really hold him accountable mm-hmm. for turning customers into promoters. So he came up with this measurement system. It's one question, and they ask thousands of their customers every day that one question. And based on the results of that one question, he determines whether his branch managers are eligible to be promoted.
Tell us that question again.
It's what has led to this net promoter question. How likely is it you'd recommend us to a friend? Andy didn't start with that question, but you basically, what's the likelihood you'd recommend us to a friend? Mm. That's the ultimate question in business because it determines whether you're going to grow profitably or not.
Well, see, small business owners are more likely to me, they're the most likely in the marketplace to have a business that people would recommend to a friend, but we're not as likely to ask people that question. We're not good at asking our customers those kinds of questions.
I think just by asking it, if you're doing a good job with your customers and you've turned them into promoters and they give you a 9 or a 10, it's going to make it more likely that they will take the time to articulate what they think is so good about you to their friends and their associates.
Well, the reason too many of us don't ask that question is it hurts when we get the wrong answer.
It takes courage. You know what the average, what we do is we treat this serious like accounting numbers. We take a net promoter score. We take the percentage of the customers who give you a 9 or a 10. Those are the promoters. Mm-hmm. We subtract the percentage who are detractors, the 0s through 6s. And that net promoter score, assets minus liabilities, for the average American company today is barely positive.
Wow.
Single digits, which explains why so few companies are growing profitably today. They
so,
have as many detractors as they do promoters in their customer base.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, folks, this is such an important thing to point out. And as you've observed, I'm sure, Fred, service in America has gone to Omaha in a handbasket or something. I mean,
it's gone to India.
Yeah, it's in a handbasket, and it's just amazing. And to me, small business owners have an incredible opportunity to differentiate themselves just by focusing on the customer, not spending a nickel on anything else. You know, no more advertising, no more marketing, no new products, don't paint the walls, just treat your customers right.
Yeah, and it's so easy to forget because the accounting numbers that we use as our measures of success and our bankers use as a measure, they focus us on something that's quite different, and it ignores whether they're good profits or bad profits.
So you say, what you're saying, Fred, if I understand this correctly, you're saying to a company, okay, what is your profit level right now? And mark that down, identify that, and start asking your customers these questions.
Yeah.
And then, and say 6 months or a year from now, go back, after you started taking responding to the answers you got from that, the question, you know, when you started, if you started getting a lot of detractors and people started telling you why they were detractors and why they wouldn't recommend you, if you start taking action on that, And then you keep asking your customers, a year from now, if the net promoter score has gone up, you believe the profits will go up.
You'll grow faster. We've seen the average in industries, over 30 industries, the net promoter score leader is growing at more than 2.5 times the rate of the competition. And those guys are doing a simple thing. When they identify detractors, they ask them, what it is, do we need to do better? When they identify promoters, they say, what is it you'd tell a friend to get them to try us? So they really understand what is delighting their promoters.
Mm-hmm.
Do more of it. It's pretty simple, but companies aren't doing it.
Give us the website again.
Go to theultimatequestion.com.
And also netpromoters.com. Is it with an S?
Netpromoter.com.
Net Promoter, singular. Hey, Fred, will you come back again? We've got a lot more to teach us.
I'd be pleased.
The Ultimate Question by Fred Rachel. That's R-E-I-C-H-H-E-L-D. Thanks, Fred. See you next time. Quick break, right back with our good friend Karen Post. She's our Odd Pod. Stay with us. Hi, folks. It's Jim Blasingame with a question for you. Did you know that Office Depot has an online technology super...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.